Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, Commerce City Council met this week. We like to visit with Wyman about some of the things that that they were talking about. Wyman, the thing that caught my eye on the agenda was the Texas A&M Commerce Campus Master Development Plan. You had a presentation on that. It's a 20-year plan for the university. I don't guess there's anything, not a whole lot anyway, in there that's new that you didn't know about, but you got an update on where the university is going in the next 20 years.
Right. This is a comprehensive report that updates a 2012 campus master plan, and of course it includes what's been done since 2012 and then what is proposed in each five-year segment until we reach the end of the 20 years. But it is worth looking at. If it's not online yet, it will be soon, and I suggest people take a look at it. It talks about what priorities will be seeking funding from the legislature for academic buildings, and then it talks about potential areas for retail development south of the CVS store on 24, and you know, some really good things. Dr. Rudin made some comments after the official presentation that he hopes to relocate what we now call the one-stop shop down to Culver Street, which mm-hmm. would be a few blocks south, but much more visible and easy to access for a newcomer.
Yeah, well, there's a message board. There's an electronic message board there on Culver Street now and has been for some time. Maybe that's mm-hmm. kind
it
of the beginning
in that area,
of that.
Culver and Bodark, yeah. And maybe a little bit west of there. But that would be quite a positive development. Could act as a welcoming center on the south side of the campus.
Do you have a sense for how soon that might be on the calendar?
All related to funding.
That is, right.
That is not yet settled.
Right. And that, but you said retail development further on to the south on
right.
Highway 24.
On 24 south of the CVS store is an area that would be ideal for retail.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the university owns that property?
That land is owned by the university, and currently I would think that it would be offered for long-term lease for a developer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that report was at this week's city council meeting, and there's something else that is important and also kind of relates somewhat to the development of the city, certainly, and that is a lean forgiveness program that you all are, have you passed this? Or
no, it's in discussion.
You're talking about.
We had a very positive discussion last night. A couple of developers who have been active the last few years made comments about it, and it was very helpful to have the public discussion. We are not yet ready to say this is it, because we want to massage it a little bit more and make it a little more effective. We want it to be a reason that people want to invest in properties that that the city has placed lien on, either due to the removal of a structure or long-term mowing that has built up what is maybe an impediment to someone buying a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
But if they agree to a process that assures they will develop or redevelop current structures or build new structures, the city will, or we're striving to reach a way that that lien, which could be as much as $5,000, could be forgiven, either forgiven or rebated.
Uh-huh.
Somehow we've got to figure out how to make it more attractive to bring investors to those properties.
We're talking with Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. So that'll be coming up again on a future city council.
Yeah. We've taken down many structures, yep. and have applied liens to property. They're clear. They're ready for redevelopment, or they're ready for a new structure. But there's an impediment there that we might be able to make go away.
Well, there's a lot of activity going on old homes, and I mentioned to you my grandparents' home on Hunt Street is being renovated, which I'm very happy to see, and so that's a positive thing, and it's just one of many around the city. So
that's true. People are confident in investing and reinvesting in old properties because we have a huge opportunity for rental and sale.
And just briefly, you all in executive session, and obviously you can't talk about it, but you've got some business prospects, some industrial development things that you're looking at?
Our industrial development corporation is talking to several prospects, and we hope soon to be able to announce some good news.
Okay, good. So some events coming up in the city that you're excited about. Children's Museum. We've had Charlene Freeman on. Have her on again, but October 26th.
October 26th is the grand opening. The new museum is located on Highway 11. And if you haven't been by, you need to drive out there and take a look at the outside. Yeah. It's obviously not an industrial building anymore. It is a children's museum, and it looks different. But inside, it's going to be just surprisingly beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And then Operation Blue and Gold, Saturday, November 9th. This is what has been called the big event in the past, but people have an opportunity to have some work done on their property. By students.
That is true. We'll have several hundred students available to do cleanup, fix-up, paint, whatever a person needs. And if you would go online and look up Operation Blue and Gold, you can apply if you would like some help. And this is November 9th.
Good. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.